Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah will discuss who does the din of Onah, the lacha of Onah, apply to. The Mishnah begins by telling us, Echad halokeach v'echad hamocher, whether it was the purchaser or the seller, yesh lahan Onah. They both have Onah that's relevant for them. They could both be overcharged in the sense that the lokeach could purchase it for too much or the mocher could sell it for too little. Additionally, the Mishnah says, Keshem she'onah lehedyot, just as there is onah for a non-professional, somebody who is not involved in commerce and doesn't know necessarily the true value of items, kach onah letagor. So also there can be onah for somebody who is a merchant, and you might have thought that a tagor, somebody who is a merchant, wouldn't have onah applied to him because he's an expert and he should know, and if he decided to buy it anyway, then it wouldn't be subject to the laws of overcharging. Comes the Mishnah and tells us, no, it applies to a tagor as well. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama and says, Ein onah latagor, there is no halacha of onah for a tagor. A tagor knows better, and therefore, if the merchant purchases it anyway, there is no onah because he understands what he's buying and therefore is willing to pay a higher price. Now, what are the options for the person who is subject to the onah, who suffered the onah? Mi shehutol olav, the person who had the onah placed on him, one who was overcharged, yado al ha'alyona, his hand, he has the upper hand. In what way, says the Mishnah? Ratza, if he wants, omer lo, he can say to the other party, ten li ma'osai, the purchaser, let's say if it's the lokeach who received onah, who was the subject of onah, I should say, ten li ma'osai, he can say, give me my money, so let's undo this whole sale. Or he can say, Tain li ma she'onisani. Or he can say, I want the sale to stand, but I just want you to pay me back the extra amount that I was cheated. The same thing would be true if the person who was cheated was the seller. That he could say to the purchaser, either give me my item back and undo the sale, or just give me the amount that I was cheated, in which you owe me more money. The Gemara tells us that this Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and however, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, but rather the opinion of Rabbi Nosson, who's mentioned in a brisa in the Gemara, who says that it isn't up to the person who was subject to the or suffered the onah, but rather it has a very more strict guideline, a very specific guideline, and that is to say that if the amount of the onah was a sixth of difference, then the purchase is kayim, it's maintained, it's a good purchase, but the person who did the overcharging has to return, the onah has to return the overcharge amount. However, if it's more than a sixth that he overcharged, then the transaction is not valid, we unwind the transaction. This is the conclusion that Rava has in the Gemara, that if it's less than a sixth of overcharging, that's a valid sale. There's no onah subject in that case. Yoser al shtos, if it's more than a sixth, then we unwind the transaction. If it's exactly a sixth, then it is a valid transaction. However, he has to return the overcharged amount.